short sermon this morning because we've got a lot to cram into the service. And I hope you realise we're only doing the baptism this morning to accommodate EasyJet. That's the round of applause for me. And yet, we've got to be nice to the pilots because you never know when you might be on one of their planes, don't you, really? But there we go. Jesus tells some parables this morning. And they are not obvious parables. There's one about a chappie who sees his treasure in a field and he buys the field to get the treasure. I was thinking of our car boot sales. No, there's a parallel. Because as our car boot sales, people used to get upset because as they're bringing their car in, all these people would be diving in the cars through the windows saying, "I want that, I want that." And people were getting upset. So we said, right, that's it. Cars come in at 7:30. People come in at 9 o'clock. That way, the people who've got the cars to sell the stuff can have an hour and a half of setting things up quietly, get all the things ready, put the tickets and the prices and all the rest of it on. And that way, when the people come in, they all come in together. And that seemed to be a fair and sensible thing to do. It's obvious, isn't it? Until one smart fella says, right, okay, I'm coming in. And he comes in his van. He's a dealer. Comes in his van, parks his van up. He's got nothing to sell. He just gets out of his van and goes around all the stalls because he's inside. See, once he's inside, he can go around them all. So he goes all around. So I think to myself, okay, we've lost a parking space now because he's come in and he's parked his van. So what we'll do is we'll just charge anyone who wants to come in early to buy off the sellers the full £7 for coming in. So what happened was people used to arrive at 7:30 with their cars. And the dealers used to arrive at 7:30, pay the £7 and wander around all the cars. These were dealers. Now, what were these dealers trying to do? They were trying to steal heirlooms that people didn't know they got. That's what they were trying to do. They would go around looking for little Toby jugs and things that you thought were worth tuppence halfpenny. And they're worth a lot of money. You knew all about this, didn't you, Ian? Because you used to stand, yeah. Sometimes they would be slightly honest dealers and they would say, actually, that's worth a lot more than you're asking for it. It's worth a lot more. But some of them were really quite sneaky. And they would spot something valuable. And they'd go around, pick it up, and put it down. You say, walk away. Not worth anything. Oh, it's worth a fortune. It's worth a fortune. Then they'd go back and say, no, what do you want for this tatty old thing? Oh, 20p. He'd say, 20p, got it! And you'd see them, I'd be down at the gate. And they'd tell me all the things that they had bought that were worth so much more than they had paid. I think that's sneaky. Don't you think that's sneaky? I think that's like the man with the treasure in the field. And Jesus is applauding this kind of behaviour. I sort of think to myself, why is Jesus saying that this is a clever thing to do? It's like the pearl of great price. Imagine if you're a parent and your child comes home and says, Dad, I've sold my car, I've sold my house, I've liquidated all my policies and I've bought this pearl. You'd think, you're mad. You're mad. But what Jesus is trying to get across is the importance of single-mindedness and understanding the value of something. That's the message he's trying to get across. He's not applauding the sneakiness. He's understanding he's pursuing the single-mindedness. I want you to think of your life as having a compass. A compass, a spiritual compass. And it should lead you to God. It should lead you to God. And in finding God, you find the purpose of your life. And completeness. But the trouble is the compass is pulled, the needle is pulled in different directions. It's pulled by the cares of marriage, of jobs, of money, of fame and fortune, all the different things that we think will give us happiness. And it pulls the needle and it leads us off course, sends us in the wrong direction, so that people feel dissatisfied and unhappy and unfulfilled. And the space that God should fill in our hearts and our souls isn't filled by God. We try to fill it with other things, but it doesn't work. And so we're left empty and dissatisfied. And what Jesus is saying in the parables this morning is quite simple and quite straightforward. This is really worth it. God is really worth it. It's worth giving up everything for. It's like a pearl of great price. Worth giving everything for. Once you've seen the value of something, nothing else really matters. And everything else only achieves its value in relation to that one important thing. So try and set the compass on God, and your life will be how it's meant to be, fulfilled in God. Amen.